Once again, I'd like to welcome you to Vancouver. It's been a long time since we talked. And all we're going to do is just talk, just plain talk. We'll talk philosophy. But if you want, we can talk religion. And if you want, we can talk about the mind. But you can rest assured, no matter which one you talk about, we'll end up with the same conversation. I know in this room right now there's therapists and doctors and nurses who are looking for something for themselves first to make their life better. And if this happens, then you know how to spread this, how to get better to your patients, or how to live better. So that's what we'll talk about this week, this weekend. If there's any questions, I'll be more than willing to try and answer them. What I'm trying to tell you is nothing new. It's been here since the very first soul appeared on earth. And it will always be here. The only thing is that truth gets lost through time. And you've got to find it again. And you can't find it by going back in the past. Because the past is an illusion. It's gone. It's a never-never land. It's a place where all your sicknesses and all your hang-ups and all your problems started. So if you can bypass that and come to now, you might bypass time. And if you bypass time, you might find a cure for all your problems. You might find an answer to all your hang-ups. Why your marriage isn't working properly. Why you drink too much. Why you get upset too easy. Why you see the past is bad and harmful to you. If you find truth, it takes all judgment away from you and you're left free. Because mostly in here, excuse me, let's talk about mind. Now, I realize that a lot of you people who have been trained in psychology, etc., to talk about mind is taboo. But I can tell you truthfully, without this kind of information, you'll never, absolutely never, find the happiness or the wisdom that you seek. You must realize what mind is. Now, the Eastern religions and philosophers have often talked about the universal mind. Whereas therapists, we talk about a little personal mind. Now, you must forget the personal mind and go to the impersonal mind, which is the same as the universal mind. Now, another way to say that is you must seek God to find the answer. And to seek God, you must look within. And if you look in the personal mind and all the past problems, you're looking outside. You're looking at the mistake. You're looking at the mess. You're looking at the illusion. So again, you must come back to now and look within, because within you, within every living soul in the world, lies the answer to all things. And if you can wake up your consciousness to this fact, the God-given wisdom, the God-given intelligence, that is the intelligence before the contamination of the universe as we know it, this wisdom will come to you and guide you through life. It will show you how the mind works. It will show you how you tick as a human being. It will show you your connection between you and what is called God. Periodically, people say, he's gone bad, she's gone bad. They're not careful, they'll be losing their soul. Well, it's impossible to lose your soul in the first place. But you must start to realize what soul is. Mind, soul, and the spirit. That's like saying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's exactly the same thing. Only we're calling it mind. Because there is nothing else could possibly have the intelligence of all things except God. And that's the intelligence you're looking for. You're looking for the isness of life. If you can find this isness, you'll find what is meant by God, what is meant by Christ, the connection between Christ and God, and Christ and soul. Because you see, you've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now you've got the Father, you've got Christ consciousness, and you've got the Holy Spirit. Exactly the same thing, Christ consciousness. That's what everybody in the world seeks. There's many names you can put on it. There's many religions. And I say to you now, no matter what religion you're in, you keep looking your way. You really have no other choice. Keep looking your way, and someday, if the wisdom that you're seeking comes, this will be the guidance to whatever path you're going to take from now on. I'm going to talk about consciousness, and I'm going to talk about soul. Because you see, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the mind, the soul, and the Holy Spirit. The mind is God, and in between is pure consciousness. This pure consciousness and soul are all one. Just like the Trinity are all one. You can't separate them. They're all one. So you look for what is soul. Soul is pure consciousness. From day one, from the day we were originally born, we saw the material world. We got caught up in greed, fear, and everything it derives from this. And each time we went and we did something, any harm to ourselves or any other human being, or we started to hide from the very fact of what we really are, we got a little bit knocked off our soul. And now if you want to go back, you must find consciousness to regain the power of your soul. The power of the soul that God gave you, and God gives you every day, it is you. That I am this. Because you see, if God is the consciousness of all things, then your soul must also be God. It's the same consciousness, but only it's on loan. It's on loan to you to play the game of life. To do whatever you want with it, with your free will and your free mind. Now, this free will and this free mind, this is the problem. Because this is our little personality again, with its fear, with its hostility, with its greed. It's lost its power. So we've got to go back to mind, soul, and spirit. And if you can find a connection between those three things, bit by bit, it raises your level of consciousness. And a level of consciousness simply means a way of seeing life. Now, as you go higher in consciousness, you start to see life in a more positive manner because you've found consciousness. Consciousness is understanding. But if you go outside into the mess and recall all the mess, you're not finding anything about the power within, you're finding out the mess outside. And it will stay that way till the day you die. It will never change because you will be looking outside for the answer. You seek consciousness, but you don't seek outer consciousness. You seek inner consciousness. Inner consciousness is a spiritual consciousness that lies within you that up to this point you haven't touched. I guarantee it will come only via a positive feeling. Because the answer you seek is love. And love, pure consciousness, and understanding are the same thing. And that's all you have to seek. And once you see it's within you, it's just a matter of, once you're on your journey, it's just living. See, once you find what you're looking for, the secret is to stop looking anymore. Just live it, and it will come to you. But if you're going from one place to another, and you say you found it here, you found it there, you found it there, you haven't found it at all. Because what you're looking for, there's no place to go and get it. If you give beautiful thoughts to the world, you'll get them back. If you give love to the world, that's understanding, you'll get it back. That's how you increase, is by giving it out. If you give love out, give understanding out, it's yours. You see, you can't give love away. That's a fallacy. It's a total fallacy. You can give away the reaction of love by doing something nice for somebody or assisting somebody. But you can't give it away because it has to be accepted in the first place. And even then, if it's accepted from the other party, you're still not giving it away because the love that you gave away, the understanding you gave away, comes via feeling. And it's your feeling. So it's just this feeling, the secret of all consciousness lies in positive feelings. So the more you give away, the more you receive. The best way to do that is, honestly, just live. If you're a therapist, go to work, do your thing, go home at night, live with your children and your wife or whatever. Just live. Enjoy life. Go picnics, go camping, go holidays. Try and get into a family unit. Don't take your work home with you or you're asking for trouble. Drop it. Completely drop it. And that's the best of wisdom. You learn how to drop things. You must learn to forgive. By forgiving is forgetting. People, there's absolutely no value whatsoever in holding a grudge against any human being because you suffer. Your feelings, we're back to that again. All consciousness that comes out of you creates your feelings. If the consciousness is on a lower level, a lower way of seeing, then it will be negative, hostile, sad, angry, confused. The higher levels see clearer because they've got a quieter mind. They live in silence. They have what you call knowledge. But to find the answer, you must turn around and look inside. And you step inside, inside to your very soul. Now remember, your soul is consciousness. Step into that divine consciousness that lies within, and there you'll find the answer. It is not outside. It never will be. There's nothing out there can help you. Nothing. The only thing you can do out there is find out what the mess is, what it looks like, how it works, become involved in the mess, and just keep spreading it. That's all. You see, the mess is the ignorance and the lack of consciousness. So you can't fix the mess because it's created from lack of consciousness. On the other hand, if you reverse and you find consciousness, you find the reversal of the mess. And the mess is simply that you forgot who and what you are. Because you see yourself as a little human being with no connection at all to anything else. Just a little individualist. And that is the problem. Because you can't escape being part of God. Because God is everything. It's the energy, the formless energy of all things. Quite often, this formless energy is created into form. And that's you, me, Mother Nature. You know how they talk about really respecting your mother and father? Well, you can respect your mother and father who you were brought up with. But there's a greater mother and father. And that is the Father, the Holy Spirit, God, and the Mother, Mother Nature. And if you can go with God, and you can go with Mother Nature, and walk in harmony, you'll have no problems. Because well, Luke Fox is saying, been a long day. It's really nice to see you people come back and get more. And it's exceptionally nice for Barb and I to hear the results. And that's the main thing in life. When we see positive results, that's what brings the happiness. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you.